Now we come to our first feature. Norfolk Wildlife Trust's reserves officer, Robert Morgan, asks, where are all the house martins when there are plenty of houses for them, including at his own? His article is read by Lynette Edwards.
My house bears scars, and like most scars, they mark trauma, or, as these scars do, physical loss. The scars are five horseshoe-shaped blotches of clay, embedded blemishes in the brickwork, and the last remaining evidence of former house martin nests. My neighbour, who's lived in our close since the 1970s, told me that every house had at least three nests under the eaves, and the back wall of his house once played host to seven nests. In an attempt to lure house martins back, I've installed three artificial nests, just where they formerly built their own little cup-like nests. I've even daubed fake droppings to make it look as if one is in use. House martins rarely use artificial nests, but it's supposed to encourage others to build real ones close by. The dummy nest cups have been up for 6 years and not even one property viewing, but I'm still very much in the market for martins. Growing up in the suburbs of London, the swallow wasn't a bird we'd generally see. It was the house martin that brought us tidings of spring, and they were quite common too. Wearing a uniform that's much smarter and cleaner cut than the swallow's, this compact little bird has a blue-black head, wings and tail which contrast neatly with their pure white rump and belly. Every other house on the estate had a nest tucked under the eave, and I'd watch them drop from their nests like an arrow, then dart, bank and swoop after flying insects. I'd imagine them as little spitfires in a dogfight. The local Victorian-built hospital near my childhood home had well over 100 pairs of house martins. The building has now been demolished, and it's only hopeful speculation that they all found somewhere else to nest. This isn't just an urban decline. The warden's house at Norfolk Wildlife Trust Reserve at Hickling Broad once accommodated 17 martin nests. Little has changed to the accommodation on offer, but there hasn't been a nesting attempt in 10 years. At this point, I'd normally say something positive or suggest a clever solution, but unfortunately, I can't. Widespread declines in house martin numbers have been reported across Central and Northern Europe. The house martin's tanned cousin, the sand martin, seems to be holding its numbers. This is where human activities have benefited wildlife, as old gravel workings provide the sandy banks in which they burrow out nest cavities. Old gravel extraction sites will often have flooded pits too, which are great for the martins to hawk for insects over. The sand martin is a slightly smaller, is grey-brown above with a pale belly and chin. Its main identification feature is a well-marked brown breastband. The soft sand cliffs of North Norfolk provide their natural habitat for nesting, and some nationally important colonies can be found from Hunstanton round to Sheringham. Norfolk Coastal Defence Work prompted a contractor to string netting across a favoured martin cliff face to stop the returning birds from nesting. Unsurprisingly, it resulted in a public relations disaster, so the netting was taken down and work commenced after the last fledgling left its nest. It turns out that a clever solution wasn't required, only some common sense and decency. April's when the bulk of martins and their hirundine colleagues, the swallow, arrive back in the UK. This is becoming an increasingly perilous journey. Not only is the desert becoming an expanding obstacle, misnetting on both sides of the Mediterranean is trapping millions of birds each spring and autumn. Although this activity is illegal in the EU, it still seems to continue unabated.